Well, we're looking again tonight at Romans chapter 12 and verse 16. So I'd like to invite you to turn in your Bibles with me to Romans chapter 12. As we pick up where we left off last time, in this section that talks about living in harmony. Romans chapter 12 and verse 16. And that verse says, "Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation." Now, last week we began looking at this verse, and we saw here in chapter 12 that Paul is addressing the believer and his service. Verse 3 addresses the kind of view that they were to have of themselves, of not thinking more highly than they ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment. Verses 4 through 8 addresses their function with one another through their giftedness, while verses 9 through 21 addresses their relationship with one another, as well as with their enemies. Now look down at verse 9, and we see verse 9 begins this last section, and again it takes us down to verse 21. And it begins by saying that they were to love without hypocrisy. And in order to love without hypocrisy, they were to abhor what was evil and cling to what is good. In other words, they were to love and honor one another. Even verses 11 and 12 tell us that they were to show their zeal and they were to show joy, as well as verse 13 speaks of them sharing, and verse 15, rejoicing with those who rejoice and weeping with those who weep. And then in verse 16, living in harmony. He starts there in verse 9 with that section, but everything he says from that point on is an elaboration of verse 9. So he says in verse 16, we are to live in harmony. That is, that we are to be of the same mind. That's what that involves. In order to live in harmony, or in order to be of the same mind, we must not be partial. That phrase, be of the same mind toward one another, is talking about impartiality. Now, we noted two things about impartiality. We said, first of all, God is not partial. And secondly, partiality is sin. And we looked at James chapter 2 and saw the illustration that James gives in that section when speaking of partiality in the church. Well, tonight I want us to look at the second part of this verse, actually the second and third part. And it begins by him saying, "Do not be haughty in mind." The first phrase has to do with impartiality. This one has to do with being haughty with self-seeking pride. So the first is, do not be partial. The second is, do not be haughty. Now, haughty in mind translates one Greek word. It's hupsala pronousetes. And it literally means minding high things. But the things in which Paul here is referring to, it's not the lofty things in the sense of these spiritual things, like in Colossians 3:1, he talks about, since you have been raised with Christ, seek those things which are above. That would be the lofty things. No, he is talking about here those things that speak of a self-seeking pride. We are not to think high things above ourselves. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 12 and verse 3, he gives that same basic admonition. We are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are to avoid thinking so highly of ourselves that the desires and the opinions of others no longer matter. And so as we look at this whole issue of pride, I want to begin by reading something from one Puritan preacher. His name is Henry Smith. And listen to what he says of pride. He says, "I may say of pride, many sins have done so wickedly, but thou surmountest them all. For the wrathful man, the prodigal man, the lascivious man, the surfeiting man, the slothful man is rather an enemy to himself rather than to God. The envious man, the covetous man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful man is rather an enemy to men than to God. But the proud man sets himself against God, because he does against his laws. He makes himself equal with God, because he does all without God and craves no help of him. He exalts himself above God, because he will have his own will. Pride is such a hideous thing that while we're in the midst of it, we can't usually see it. It is very helpful, especially with this area in our life that we have to deal with, that there are others ourselves. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 3 or 12 and verse, that same basic, he gives admonition. Basic, we are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are avoidizement, thinking so to avoid selves highly of our sires and the opinion that the desires no longer opinions of others matter. So as we look at this. It's a pride. I want this whole issue of reading to begin by wanting something from his name is Henry, Puritan preacher, and Smith is a pride. And listen to what he said. I may say of pride. He says, I many sin pride so wickedly have done, but thou them all. Thou surmountest the wrathful man, the lustful man, the proud man, the surfeity, lascivious man, the slothing man, rather an enemy to full man is rather than the God himself, rather the and the covetous, envious man, deceitful man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful, an enemy to men, is rather God. Men than to God. The proud man himself against God and sets himself because God against his laws. He does against he falls equal with makes himself as he does all God, become God, and all without help of him, craves no help. Himself above he exalts him above God have his own, because he will have will own. Is such a hideous pride in that hideous thing. We're in the midst. While we can't usually stub it, we can't see it. It is very helpful, especially with full in our life, that we have this area that there are others we have to deal with ourselves. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 12 and verse 3, he gives that same basic admonition. We are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are to avoid thinking so highly of ourselves that the desires and the opinions of others no longer matter. And so as we look at this whole issue of pride, I want to begin by reading something from one Puritan preacher. His name is Henry Smith. And listen to what he says of pride. He says, I may say of pride, many sins have done so wickedly. But thou surmountest them all. For the wrathful man, the prodigal man, the lascivious man, the surfeiting man, the slothful man is rather an enemy to himself rather than to God. The envious man, the covetous man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful man is rather an enemy to men than to God. But the proud man sets himself against God because he does against his laws. He makes himself equal with God because he does all without God and craves no help of him. He exalts himself above God because he will have his own will. Pride is such a hideous thing that while we're in the midst of it, we can't usually see it. It is very helpful, especially with this area in our life that we have to deal with, that there are others ourselves. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 3 or 12 and verse, that same basic, he gives admonition. Basic, we are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are avoidizement, thinking so to avoid selves highly of our sires and the opinion that the desires no longer opinions of others matter. So as we look at this, it's a pride. I want this whole issue of reading to begin by wanting something from his name is Henry, Puritan preacher. And Smith has a pride. And listen to what he says. I may say of pride. He says, I many sin pride so wickedly. Sins have done so, but thou them all. Thou surmountest the wrathful man, the lustful man, the proud man, the surfeiting, lascivious man, the slothing man, rather an enemy to full man is rather than the God himself. Rather, the and the covetous, envious man, deceitful man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful, an enemy to is rather God. Men than to God. But the proud man himself against God and sets himself because God against his laws. He does again. He falls equal with makes himself as he does all God, become God, and all without help of him, craves no help. himself above. He exalts him above God. Have his own, because he will have will own. It's such a hideous pride in that hideous thing. We're in the midst. While we can't usually stub it, we can't see it. It is very helpful, especially with full in our life, that we have this area and that there are others we have to deal with else. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 12 and verse 3, he gives that same basic admonition. We are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are to avoid thinking so highly of ourselves that the desires and the opinions of others no longer matter. And so as we look at this whole issue of pride, I want to begin by reading something from one Puritan preacher. His name is Henry Smith. And listen to what he says of pride. He says, "I may say of pride, many sins have done so wickedly, but thou surmountest them all. For the wrathful man, the prodigal man, the lascivious man, the surfeiting man, the slothful man is rather an enemy to himself rather than to God. The envious man, the covetous man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful man is rather an enemy to men than to God. But the proud man sets himself against God because he does against his laws. He makes himself equal with God because he does all without God and craves no help of him. He exalts himself above God because he will have his own will." Pride is such a hideous thing that while we're in the midst of it, we can't usually see it. And it is very helpful, especially with this area in our life that we have to deal with, that there are others else. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 3, chapter 12 and verse, that same basic, he gives admonition, basic, we are to avoid self-aggrandizement, we are avoidizement, thinking so to avoid selves, highly of our sires and the opinion, that the desires no longer opinions of others matter. So as we look at this pride, I want this whole issue of reading, I want to begin by wanting something from, his name is Henry, Puritan preacher, and Smith is a pride. And listen to what he said. "I may say of pride," he says, "I may many sins pride so wickedly, have done so, but thou them all. Thou surmountest the wrathful man, the lascivious man, the prodigal man, the surfeiting, lascivious man, the slothing man, rather an enemy to full man is rather than the God himself, rather the and the covetous, envious man, deceitful man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful, an enemy to is rather God. Men than to God. But the proud man himself against man sets himself because God against his laws. He does against he falls equal with makes himself as he does all God because God and all without help of him craves no him himself above he exalts him above God have his own, because he will have will own. It's such a hideous pride in that hideous thing we're in the midst while we can't usually stub it, we can't see it. It is very helpful, especially with full in our life, that we have this area and that there are others we have to deal with else. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 12 and verse 3, he gives that same basic admonition. We are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are to avoid thinking so highly of ourselves that the desires and the opinions of others no longer matter. And so as we look at this whole issue of pride, I want to begin by reading something from one Puritan preacher. His name is Henry Smith. And listen to what he says of pride. He says, "I may say of pride, many sins have done so wickedly, but thou surmountest them all. For the wrathful man, the prodigal man, the lascivious man, the surfeiting man, the slothful man is rather an enemy to himself rather than to God. The envious man, the covetous man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful man is rather an enemy to men than to God. But the proud man sets himself against God because he does against his laws. He makes himself equal with God because he does all without God and craves no help of him. He exalts himself above God because he will have his own will." Pride is such a hideous thing that while we're in the midst of it, we can't usually see it. It is very helpful, especially with this area in our life that we have to deal with, that there are others ourselves. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 3, chapter 12 and verse, that same basic, he gives admonition, basic ad. We are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are avoidizement. Thinking so to avoid selves, highly of our sires and the opinion that the desires no longer opinions of others matter. So as we look at this pride, I want this whole issue of reading to begin by wanting something from his name is Henry, Puritan preacher, and Smith is a pride. And listen to what he says. They say of pride. He says, I many sin pride so wickedly. Have done so, but thou them all. Thou surmountest the wrathful man, the listful man, the prodigal man, the surfeitious man, the slothing man, rather an enemy to full man is rather than the God himself, rather the and the covetous, envious man, deceitful man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful, an enemy to is rather God. Men than to God. But the proud man himself against man sets himself because God against his law. He does again. He falls equal with makes himself as he does all God, become God, and all without help of him, craves no him. Himself above, he exalts him above God, have his own, because he will have will own. It's such a hideous pride in that hideous thing. We're in the midst, while we can't usually stub it, we can't see it. It is very helpful, especially with full in our life, that we have this area and that there are others we have to deal with else. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 12 and verse 3, he gives that same basic admonition. We are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are to avoid thinking so highly of ourselves that the desires and the opinions of others no longer matter. And so as we look at this whole issue of pride, I want to begin by reading something from one Puritan preacher. His name is Henry Smith. And listen to what he says of pride. He says, I may say of pride, many sins have done so wickedly, but thou surmountest them all. For the wrathful man, the prodigal man, the lascivious man, the surfeiting man, the slothful man is rather an enemy to himself rather than to God. The envious man, the covetous man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful man is rather an enemy to men than to God. But the proud man sets himself against God, because he does against his laws. He makes himself equal with God, because he does all without God and craves no help of him. He exalts himself above God, because he will have his own will. Pride is such a hideous thing that while we're in the midst of it, we can't usually see it. It is very helpful, especially with this area in our life that we have to deal with, that there are others ourselves. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 3, chapter 12 and verse, that same basic, he gives admonition, basic ad. We are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are avoidizement. Thinking so to avoid selves, highly of our sires and the opinion that the desires no longer opinions of others matter. So as we look at this, it's a pride. I want this whole issue of reading to begin by wanting something from his name is Henry, Puritan preacher, and Smith as a pride. And listen to what he says. He may say of pride. He says, I many sin pride so wickedly. Have done so, but thou them all. Thou surmountest the wrathful man, the listful man, the prodigal man, the surfeitious man, the slothing man, rather an enemy to full man is rather than the God himself, rather the and the covetous, envious man, deceitful man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful, an enemy to men, is rather God. Men than to God. The proud man himself against God and sets himself because God against his laws. He does again. He falls equal with, makes himself as he does God, become God, and all without help of him, craves no him. Himself above, he exalts him above God, have his own, because he will have will own. Such a hideous pride in that hideous thing. We're in the midst. While we can't usually stub it, we can't see it. It is very helpful, especially with full in our life, that we have this area and that there are others we have to deal with else. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 12 and verse 3, He gives that same basic admonition. We are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are to avoid thinking so highly of ourselves that the desires and the opinions of others no longer matter. And so as we look at this whole issue of pride, I want to begin by reading something from one Puritan preacher. His name is Henry Smith. And listen to what he says of pride. He says, "I may say of pride, many sins have done so wickedly, but thou surmountest them all. For the wrathful man, the prodigal man, the lascivious man, the surfeiting man, the slothful man is rather an enemy to himself rather than to God. The envious man, the covetous man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful man is rather an enemy to men than to God. But the proud man sets himself against God because he does against his laws. He makes himself equal with God because he does all without God and craves no help of him. He exalts himself above God because he will have his own will." Pride is such a hideous thing that while we're in the midst of it, we can't usually see it. It is very helpful, especially with this area in our life that we have to deal with, that there are others ourselves. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 3 or 12 and verse, that same he gives admonition. Basic, we are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are avoidizement. Thinking so to avoid selves, highly of our desires and the opinion that the desires no longer opinions of others matter. So as we look at this pride, I want this whole issue of reading to begin by wanting something from his name is Henry, Puritan preacher. And Smith is a pride. Listen to what he says. "I may say of pride." He says, "I many sins pride so wickedly have done, so, but thou them all thou surmountest the wrathful man, the lascivious man, the prodigal man, the surfeiting lascivious man, the slothing man, rather an enemy to full man is rather than the God himself, rather the and the covetous, envious man, deceitful man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful an enemy to is rather God." Men then to God, the proud man himself against God and sets himself because God against his laws. He does again. He falls equal with makes himself as he does all God because God and all without help of him craves no him himself above. He exalts him above God have his own, because he will have will own. It's such a hideous pride in that hideous thing. We're in the midst while we can't usually stub it. We can't see it. It is very helpful, especially with full in our life that we have this area that there are others we have to deal with ourselves. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 12 and verse 3, he gives that same basic admonition. We are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are to avoid thinking so highly of ourselves that the desires and the opinions of others no longer matter. And so as we look at this whole issue of pride, I want to begin by reading something from one Puritan preacher. His name is Henry Smith. And listen to what he says of pride. He says, "I may say of pride, many sins have done so wickedly, but thou surmountest them all. For the wrathful man, the prodigal man, the lascivious man, the surfeiting man, the slothful man is rather an enemy to himself rather than to God. The envious man, the covetous man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful man is rather an enemy to men than to God. But the proud man sets himself against God because he does against his laws. He makes himself equal with God because he does all without God and craves no help of him. He exalts himself above God because he will have his own will." Pride is such a hideous thing that while we're in the midst of it, we can't usually see it. It is very helpful, especially with this area in our life that we have to deal with, that there are others ourselves. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 3 or 12 and verse, that same he gives admonition. Basic, we are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are avoidizement. Thinking so to avoid selves, highly of our desires and the opinion that the desires no longer opinions of others matter. So as we look at this pride, I want this whole issue of reading to begin by wanting something from his name is Henry, Puritan preacher, and Smith as a pride. And listen to what he says. I may say a pride. He says, I many sin pride so wickedly have done so, but thou them all. Thou surmountest the wrathful man, the lustful man, the proud man, the surfeit, lascivious man, the slothing man, rather an enemy to full man is rather than the God himself. And the covetous, envious man, deceitful man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful, an enemy to is rather God. Men than to God. The proud man, himself against man, sets himself because God against his law. He does again. He falls equal with, makes himself as he does all God, become God, and all without help of him, craves no him. Himself above, he exalts him above God, have his own, because he will have will own. Is such a hideous pride in that hideous thing. We're in the midst. While we can't usually stub it, we can't see it. It is very helpful, especially with full in our life, that we have this area that there are others we have to deal with else. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 12 and verse 3, he gives that same basic admonition. We are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are to avoid thinking so highly of ourselves that the desires and the opinions of others no longer matter. And so as we look at this whole issue of pride, I want to begin by reading something from one Puritan preacher. His name is Henry Smith. And listen to what he says of pride. He says, I may say of pride, many sins have done so wickedly, but thou surmountest them all. For the wrathful man, the prodigal man, the lascivious man, the surfeiting man, the slothful man is rather an enemy to himself rather than to God. The envious man, the covetous man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful man is rather an enemy to men than to God. But the proud man sets himself against God because he does against his laws. He makes himself equal with God because he does all without God and craves no help of him. He exalts himself above God because he will have his own will. Pride is such a hideous thing that while we're in the midst of it, we can't usually see it. It is very helpful, especially with this area in our life that we have to deal with, that there are others else. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 12 and verse, that same basic, he gives admonition, basic admonition. We are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are avoidizement. Thinking so to avoid selves, highly of our desires and the opinion that the desires no longer opinions of others matter. So as we look at this pride, I want this whole issue of reading to begin by wanting something from his name is Henry, Puritan preacher. And Smith has a pride. And listen to what he says. I may say a pride. He says, I many sin pride so wickedly. Sins have done so, but thou them all. Thou surmountest the wrathful man, the lustful man, the proud man, the surfeit, lascivious man, the slothing man, rather an enemy to full man is rather than the God himself. And the covetous, envious man, deceitful man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful, an enemy to is rather God. Men than to God. The proud man himself against man sets himself because God against his law. He does again. He falls equal with, makes himself as he does all God, become God, and all without help of him, craves no him. Himself above, he exalts him above God, have his own, because he will have will own. It is such a hideous pride in that hideous thing. We're in the midst, while we can't usually stub it, we can't see it. It is very helpful, especially with full in our life, that we have this area and that there are others we have to deal with else. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 12 and verse 3, he gives that same basic admonition. We are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are to avoid thinking so highly of ourselves that the desires and the opinions of others no longer matter. And so as we look at this whole issue of pride, I want to begin by reading something from one Puritan preacher. His name is Henry Smith. And listen to what he says of pride. He says, I may say of pride, many sins have done so wickedly, but thou surmountest them all. For the wrathful man, the prodigal man, the lascivious man, the surfeiting man, the slothful man is rather an enemy to himself rather than to God. The envious man, the covetous man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful man is rather an enemy to men than to God. But the proud man sets himself against God because he does against his laws. He makes himself equal with God because he does all without God and craves no help of him. He exalts himself above God because he will have his own will. Pride is such a hideous thing that while we're in the midst of it, we can't usually see it. It is very helpful, especially with this area in our life that we have to deal with, that there are others else. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 3 or 12 and verse, that same basic, he gives admonition. Basic, we are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are avoidment, thinking so to avoid selves highly of our sires and the opinion that the desires no longer opinions of others matter. So as we look at this pride, I want this whole issue of reading to begin by wanting something from his name is Henry, Puritan preacher. And Smith is a pride. And listen to what he says. I may say of pride. He says, I may many sins pride so wickedly. Many sins have done so, but thou them all. Thou surmountest the wrathful man, the lustful man, the prodigal man, the surfeiting, lascivious man, the slothing man, rather an enemy to full man is rather than the God himself. Rather, the and the covetous, envious man, deceitful man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful, an enemy to is rather God. Men than to God. But the proud man himself against man sets himself because God against his laws. He does again. He falls equal with makes himself as he does all God because God and all without help of him craves no him himself above. He exalts him above God have his own, because he will have will own. It's such a hideous pride in that hideous thing. We're in the midst while we can't usually stub it. We can't see it. It is very helpful, especially with full in our life that we have this area and that there are others we have to deal with else. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 12 and verse 3, he gives that same basic admonition. We are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are to avoid thinking so highly of ourselves that the desires and the opinions of others no longer matter. And so as we look at this whole issue of pride, I want to begin by reading something from one Puritan preacher. His name is Henry Smith. And listen to what he says of pride. He says, I may say of pride, many sins have done so wickedly, but thou surmountest them all. For the wrathful man, the prodigal man, the lascivious man, the surfeiting man, the slothful man is rather an enemy to himself rather than to God. The envious man, the covetous man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful man is rather an enemy to men than to God. But the proud man sets himself against God because he does against his laws. He makes himself equal with God because he does all without God and craves no help of him. He exalts himself above God because he will have his own will. Pride is such a hideous thing that while we're in the midst of it, we can't usually see it. It is very helpful, especially with this area in our life that we have to deal with, that there are others else. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 3 or 12 and verse, that same basic, he gives admonition. Basic, we are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are avoidment, thinking so to avoid selves highly of our sires and the opinion that the desires no longer opinions of others matter. So as we look at this. It's a pride. I want this whole issue of reading to begin by wanting something from his name is Henry, Puritan preacher, and Smith is a pride. And listen to what he says. I may say of pride. He says, I may many sins pride so wickedly. Have done so, but thou them all. Thou surmountest the wrathful man, the lustful man, the prodigal man, the surfeiting, lascivious man, the slothing man, rather an enemy to full man is rather than the God himself. Rather,
the and the covetous, envious man, deceitful man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful, an enemy to is rather God. Men than to God. The proud man himself against God and sets himself because God against his laws. He does against he falls equal with makes himself as he does all God become God and all without help of him craves no him himself above he exalts him above God have his own, because he will have will own is such a hideous pride in that hideous thing we're in the midst while we can't usually stub it we can't see it and it is very helpful especially with full in our life that we have this area and that there are others we have to deal with else. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 12 and verse 3, he gives that same basic admonition. We are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are to avoid thinking so highly of ourselves that the desires and the opinions of others no longer matter. And so as we look at this whole issue of pride, I want to begin by reading something from one Puritan preacher. His name is Henry Smith. And listen to what he says of pride. He says, I may say of pride, many sins have done so wickedly, but thou surmountest them all. For the wrathful man, the prodigal man, the lascivious man, the surfeiting man, the slothful man is rather an enemy to himself rather than to God. The envious man, the covetous man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful man is rather an enemy to men than to God. But the proud man sets himself against God because he does against his laws. He makes himself equal with God because he does all without God and craves no help of him. He exalts himself above God because he will have his own will. Pride is such a hideous thing that while we're in the midst of it, we can't usually see it. It is very helpful, especially with this area in our life that we have to deal with, that there are others ourselves. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 12 and verse, that same basic, he gives admonition. Basic ad, we are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are avoidizement. Thinking so to avoid ourselves, highly of our sires and the opinion that the desires, no longer opinions of others, matter. So as we look at this, it's pride. I want this whole issue of reading to begin by wanting something from his name is Henry, Puritan preacher, and Smith as a pride. Listen to what he says. I may say of pride. He says, I many sins pride so wickedly. Sins have done so, but thou them all. Thou surmountest the wrathful man, the lustful man, the prodigal man, the surfeiting, lascivious man, the slothing man, rather an enemy to full man is rather than the God himself, rather the and the covetous, envious man, deceitful man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful, an enemy to men, is rather God. Men than to God. The proud man himself against God and sets himself because God against his laws. He does against he falls equal with makes himself as he does all God become God and all without help of him craves no him himself above he exalts him above God have his own, because he will have will own. Such a hideous pride in that hideous thing we're in the midst while we can't usually stub it we can't see it and it is very helpful especially with full in our life that we have this area that there are others we have to deal with else. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20 as well as in chapter 12 and verse 3 he gives that same basic admonition. We are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are to avoid thinking so highly of ourselves that the desires and the opinions of others no longer matter. And so as we look at this whole issue of pride, I want to begin by reading something from one Puritan preacher. His name is Henry Smith. And listen to what he says of pride. He says, I may say of pride, many sins have done so wickedly, but thou surmountest them all. For the wrathful man, the prodigal man, the lascivious man, the surfeiting man, the slothful man is rather an enemy to himself rather than to God. The envious man, the covetous man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful man is rather an enemy to men than to God. But the proud man sets himself against God
because he does against his laws. He makes himself equal with God because he does all without God and craves no help of him. He exalts himself above God because he will have his own will. Pride is such a hideous thing that while we're in the midst of it, we can't usually see it. It is very helpful, especially with this area in our life that we have to deal with, that there are others else. Over in chapter 20, 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 3, or 12 and verse, that same basic, he gives admonition. Basic, we are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are avoidizement. Thinking so to avoid selves, highly of our sires and the opinion that the desires, no longer opinions of others, matter. So as we look at this pride, I want this whole issue of reading. I want to begin by wanting something from, his name is Henry, Puritan preacher, and Smith, is a pride. And listen to what he says. They say of pride, he says, I many sin pride so wickedly, have done so, but thou them all. Thou surmountest the wrathful man, the lustful man, the proud man, the surfeity, lascivious man, the slothing man, rather an enemy to full man is rather than the God himself, rather the and the covetous, envious man, deceitful man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful, an enemy to is rather God, men than to God. The proud man, himself against man, sets himself because God against his laws. He does against. He falls equal with, makes himself as he does all God, become God, and all without help of him, craves no him. Himself above, he exalts him above God, have his own, because he will have will own. It's such a hideous pride in that hideous thing. We're in the midst, while we can't usually stub it, we can't see it. It is very helpful, especially with full in our life, that we have this area that there are others we have to deal with else. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 12 and verse 3, he gives that same basic admonition. We are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are to avoid thinking so highly of ourselves that the desires and the opinions of others no longer matter. And so as we look at this whole issue of pride, I want to begin by reading something from one Puritan preacher. His name is Henry Smith. And listen to what he says of pride. He says, I may say of pride, many sins have done so wickedly, but thou surmountest them all. For the wrathful man, the prodigal man, the lascivious man, the surfeiting man, the slothful man is rather an enemy to himself rather than to God. The envious man, the covetous man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful man is rather an enemy to men than to God. But the proud man sets himself against God because he does against his laws. He makes himself equal with God because he does all without God and craves no help of him. He exalts himself above God because he will have his own will. Pride is such a hideous thing that while we're in the midst of it, we can't usually see it. It is very helpful, especially with this area in our life that we have to deal with, that there are others else. Over in chapter 20, 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 3, or 12 and verse, that same basic, he gives admonition. Basic, we are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are avoidizement. Thinking so to avoid selves, highly of our sires and the opinion that the desires, no longer opinions of others, matter. So as we look at this, it's a pride. I want this whole issue of reading. I want to begin by wanting something from, his name is Henry, Puritan preacher, and Smith, as a pride. And listen to what he says. They say of pride. He says, I many sin pride so wickedly. Sins have done so, but thou them all. Thou surmountest the wrathful man, the lustful man, the proud man, the surfeiting, lascivious man, the slothing man, rather an enemy to full man is rather than the God himself, rather the and the covetous, envious man, deceitful man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful, an enemy to is rather God, men than to God. The proud man, himself against man, sets himself because God against his laws. He does again. He falls equal with, makes himself as he does all God, become God, and all without help of him, craves no help of him. Himself above, he exalts him
of God have his own, because he will have will own. It's such a hideous, pride in that hideous thing. We're in the midst. While we can't usually stub it, we can't see it. It is very helpful, especially with full in our life, that we have this area and that there are others we have to deal with else. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 12 and verse 3, he gives that same basic admonition. We are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are to avoid thinking so highly of ourselves that the desires and the opinions of others no longer matter. And so as we look at this whole issue of pride, I want to begin by reading something from one Puritan preacher. His name is Henry Smith. And listen to what he says of pride. He says, "I may say of pride, many sins have done so wickedly, but thou surmountest them all. For the wrathful man, the prodigal man, the lascivious man, the surfeiting man, the slothful man is rather an enemy to himself rather than to God. The envious man, the covetous man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful man is rather an enemy to men than to God. But the proud man sets himself against God because he does against his laws. He makes himself equal with God because he does all without God and craves no help of him. He exalts himself above God because he will have his own will." Pride is such a hideous thing that while we're in the midst of it, we can't usually see it. It is very helpful, especially with this area in our life that we have to deal with, that there are others else. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 3, or 12 and verse, that same, he gives admonition. Basic, we are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are avoidizement. Thinking so to avoid selves, highly of our desires and the opinion that the desires no longer opinions of others matter. So as we look at this, it's a pride. I want this whole issue of reading to begin by wanting something from his name is Henry, Puritan preacher, and Smith as a pride. And listen to what he said. "I may say a pride." He says, "I may many sins pride so wickedly have done, but thou them all. Thou surmountest the wrathful man, the lascivious man, the prodigal man, the surfeiting, lascivious man, the slothing man, rather an enemy to full man is rather than the God himself, rather the God. And the covetous, envious man, deceitful man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful, an enemy to men, is rather God. Men than to God. But the proud man, himself against man, sets himself, because God, against his law. He does again, he falls, equal with, makes himself, as he does all God, because God, and all without help of him, craves no help of himself above, he exalts him above God, have his own, because he will have will own. Is such a hideous, pride in that hideous thing. We're in the midst. While we can't usually stub it, we can't see it. It is very helpful, especially with full in our life, that we have this area and that there are others we have to deal with else. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 12 and verse 3, he gives that same basic admonition. We are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are to avoid thinking so highly of ourselves that the desires and the opinions of others no longer matter. And so as we look at this whole issue of pride, I want to begin by reading something from one Puritan preacher. His name is Henry Smith. And listen to what he says of pride. He says, "I may say of pride, many sins have done so wickedly, but thou surmountest them all. For the wrathful man, the prodigal man, the lascivious man, the surfeiting man, the slothful man is rather an enemy to himself rather than to God. The envious man, the covetous man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful man is rather an enemy to men than to God. But the proud man sets himself against God because he does against his laws. He makes himself equal with God because he does all without God and craves no help of him. He exalts himself above God because he will have his own will." Pride is such a hideous thing that while we're in the midst of it, we can't usually see it.
And it is very helpful, especially with this area in our life that we have to deal with, that there are others else. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 3, chapter 12 and verse, that same basic, he gives admonition. Basic, we are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are avoidizement. Thinking so to avoid ourselves, highly of our sires and the opinion that the desires no longer opinions of others matter. So as we look at this pride, I want this whole issue of reading to begin by wanting something from, his name is Henry, Puritan preacher, and Smith, as a pride. And listen to what he says. They say of pride. He says, I many sin pride so wickedly, have done so, but thou them all. Thou surmountest the wrathful man, the little man, the prodigal man, the surfeitious man, the slothing man, rather an enemy to full man is rather than the God himself, rather the and the covetous, envious man, deceitful man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful, an enemy to is rather God, men than to God. The proud man himself against man sets himself because God against his law. He does again. He falls equal with, makes himself as he does all God, because God and all without help of him craves no help. Himself above, he exalts him above God, have his own, because he will have will own. It's such a hideous pride in that hideous thing. We're in the midst, while we can't usually stub it, we can't see it. It is very helpful, especially with full in our life, that we have this area that there are others we have to deal with else. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 12 and verse 3, he gives that same basic admonition. We are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are to avoid thinking so highly of ourselves that the desires and the opinions of others no longer matter. And so as we look at this whole issue of pride, I want to begin by reading something from one Puritan preacher. His name is Henry Smith. And listen to what he says of pride. He says, I may say of pride, many sins have done so wickedly, but thou surmountest them all. For the wrathful man, the prodigal man, the lascivious man, the surfeiting man, the slothful man is rather an enemy to himself rather than to God. The envious man, the covetous man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful man is rather an enemy to men than to God. But the proud man sets himself against God because he does against his laws. He makes himself equal with God because he does all without God and craves no help of him. He exalts himself above God because he will have his own will. Pride is such a hideous thing that while we're in the midst of it, we can't usually see it. It is very helpful, especially with this area in our life that we have to deal with, that there are others ourselves. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 3, chapter 12 and verse, that same basic, he gives admonition. Basic, we are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are avoidizement. Thinking so to avoid ourselves, highly of our sires and the opinion that the desires no longer opinions of others matter. So as we look at this pride, I want this whole issue of reading to begin by wanting something from, his name is Henry, Puritan preacher. And Smith is a pride. And listen to what he says. They say of pride. He says, I many sin pride so wickedly. Have done so, but thou them all. Thou surmountest the wrathful man, the little man, the prodigal man, the surfeitious man, the slothing man, rather an enemy to full man is rather than the God himself. And the covetous, envious man, deceitful man, the deceitful man, and the ungrateful, an enemy to is rather God. Men than to God. The proud man himself against man sets himself because God against his laws. He does again. He falls equal with, makes himself as he does all God, because God and all without help of him craves no him. Himself above, he exalts him above God, have his own, because he will have will own. It's such a hideous pride in that hideous thing. We're in the midst, while we can't usually stub it, we can't see it. It is very helpful, especially with full in our life, that we have this area that there are others we have to deal with else. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 12 and verse 3, He gives that same basic admonition. We are to avoid self-aggrandizement. We are to avoid thinking so highly of ourselves that the desires and the opinions of others no longer matter. And so as we look at this whole issue of pride, I want to begin by reading something from one Puritan preacher. His name is Henry Smith. And listen to what he says of pride. He says, "I may say of pride, many sins have done so wickedly, but thou surmountest them all. For the wrathful man, the prodigal man, the lascivious man, the surfeiting man, the slothful man is rather an enemy to himself rather than to God. The envious man, the covetous man, the deceitful man, the ungrateful man is rather an enemy to men than to God. But the proud man sets himself against God because he does against his laws. He makes himself equal with God because he does all without God and craves no help of him. He exalts himself above God because he will have his own will." Pride is such a hideous thing that while we're in the midst of it, we can't usually see it. It is very helpful, especially with this area in our life that we have to deal with, that there are others ourselves. Over in chapter 11 and verse 20, as well as in chapter 3 or 12 and verse, that same, he gives admonition, basic